Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Don't forget, you can check us out online at SaturdaySplash.com. We've got all of our past shows and links to everything that we're talking about on the show. So thank you so much for tuning in. So I have recently moved into a house.
Yay, house.
I no longer live in an apartment. It is great. I have a yard. I have a fence. I can make as much noise as I want. I can walk on my floor at any hour of day and no one's going to yell at me through the floor.
And you also have carpenter bees, I understand. And roaches. Oh, terrible.
Yes. So I'm learning all about the trials and tribulations that come with living in a house. And I'm learning, I'm starting to pick up on a lot of conservation related things that I did not have to deal with in an apartment. So I wanted to pass my knowledge on to you guys, homeowners, because now I'm one of you.
Yay.
So the first thing that I noticed, so in an apartment, you take your dog on a walk and your dog poops on the walk and you pick it up and it's no problem because your dog doesn't go to the bathroom in the house, hopefully. So the only time you deal with the dog poop is on the walk. Well, now I have a yard. Now it's so easy to open the door, let the dog out, and just look the other way.
No, you don't. Lucy would never behave in that fashion.
What? Pooping? She does.
Oh, darn it.
She does often. So I've had to readjust the way that I handle dog poop. So what I try to do morning and night is take my dog for a walk. My dog, she's more likely to poop on a walk. So I try to walk her as much as I can and encourage her to poop on the walk instead of in the yard. So I don't then have to go pick it up in the yard. But when she does go in the yard, I try to keep an eye on her, try to watch her, and I try to get the poop right away because I don't know, to me, it's grosser when it's dry. I don't know why, but it just is. So anyway, I try to do that. I try to keep bags really close to the door. So when I go out, I'll either take a bag with me automatically, or if I see her, I can just go to the door and get a bag instead of having to run, you know, into the kitchen and find a bag. And then by the time I'm back out, she's done. So that's one thing I've been learning.
That's interesting. You know, I guess I really didn't think about that, but you definitely don't want to be, you know, hanging out in your yard and stepping in dog poop. I mean, never mind the other issues.
Right. So another thing I haven't done yet, but I've had this idea because I have a roommate and she lets the dog out too. So I'm taking utility flags. So maybe she doesn't want to pick up my dog's poop, but I do. So if she could just mark it with a utility flag, then I could later go back out and do it. So if you've got roommates or kids, or, you know, if you're the one that picks up the poop, yeah, but somebody else sees it happen, perhaps they can just let you know where it happened.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. But you know what? Teach your kids to pick up.
Well,
you don't have kids. So, and you know, your roommate, she's awesome, but you can't really expect other people to pick up after your dog.
Exactly. You can also, and I've noticed my dog kind of does this automatically, but you can train your dog to poop in one part of the yard so that even if you don't get to pick it up right away, you can still go back to just that one spot and it's really easy to pick up instead of having to wander the yard and look for it. And it makes it a lot easier.
I have this vision. It's going to get darker earlier. And I just have this vision of you outside with, you know, a flashlight on your, you know, one of those flashlights on your head, you know, headlamp, like looking in your yard. Where's the poop?
Late night scavenger hunt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So now I'm like, I got to go out and pick up, you know, a few days worth at a time. And it's been an interesting thing because here I am preaching about picking up your dog poop and to, you know, like, well, now I live in a house and it's much harder than when you live in an apartment. But it can be done and it should be done. And we thank you for doing it.
And by the way, we should mention we are torturing our intern. And so she'll be sitting in with segments from us. So if you hear someone else's voice, that's Shelby. She's just chiming in when she has something to say.
Woot.
Yay. Hi, wee. Shelby. Okay, there. All right, good.
We. As a house dweller, another thing that I'm coming across is all of these different kinds of wastes and what I have to do to get rid of them. So for example, my roommate and I, when we moved in, we painted all the walls and they look beautiful and we have lots of paint left over. So how the heck do I get rid of all this paint?
Well, I'm sure you just throw it down the storm drain,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
that sounds
just
right.
Pour it down the drain. You can, if there's enough left, close the lid, save it for a later job. Even if you're not going to paint a wall, like I had a little jar of metallic colored paint because I painted one of my walls bronze and I had a little bit left. So we painted jewelry holders with it. So, you know, you can repurpose some of that paint and it doesn't have to be for a wall. You can use it for something else.
Also, I'd like to, you mentioned if you have some paint, you should always try to keep some paint left over because sure than heck you're going to have to put something, you're going to have to put a painting, you know, a nail in your wall or a screw in your wall. And then when you take it out, it's so much better if you have matching paint to touch up the wall.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're done with it, if you're like at the end of the can, you can just open the lid up, let the paint dry out and put it in the trash. So that is acceptable for acrylic paint. Twin Chimneys and some of the other recycling centers will also take paint as part of their residential waste and recycling. And then if you go down to the landfill Twin Chimneys, they have a paint exchange program. So say you've got half a gallon of blue that you don't want anymore. You're done with it. You can bring that one down and come home with half a gallon of purple. So, you know, your paint doesn't go to waste. Somebody else's paint didn't go to waste. So that's good.
I like exchanges. I think the Metropolitan Arts Council, probably not so much for house paint, but for different types of paints, they often do exchanges, or they'll post online if you have like a bunch of different colors or of something that, you know, and they'll, other artists can come and take the paint from you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So it doesn't have to end up in the trash or the storm drain. Don't put paint down the drain.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Thanks. I also have a lot of Christmas lights. I'm a very festive person. I love lights of all kinds. So if you want to know what you need to get me as a radio host gift, lights.
Ooh, radio host gift. That sounds like an awesome thing.
Unless they're broken. Sometimes you let your friends borrow your things and then they turn up broken. So now I have all these broken. I mean, someone I know has all these broken Christmas lights. So what do you do with those? I made some calls today and I learned that you can take them to OmniSource Recycling at 7 Pinsley Circle in Greenville. It's kind of West Greenville between Berea and Sanssouci. And they will buy them from you. So you don't have to throw them in the trash. They will actually buy them from you to get the copper out from them. But if you want to do that, you first have to go to 4900 Buncombe Road and you get a copper selling permit. And it's free. You just have to show them your driver's license and they give you a permit to sell copper. And then you take them to OmniSource Recycling on Pinsley Circle and they will buy them from you.
So two-step process, but you could make a couple of dollars maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And then if you don't like that or you don't live in Greenville, there's several mail-in programs. So you can mail your Christmas lights in and they will get recycled. Various different programs. You can Google those. We'll put some links up on SaturdaySplash.com. But yeah, that was, I'm glad to know what to do with all my old bulbs now.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. We have a whole bunch of lights that I think we had those icicle lights and we put them up and took them down. And so, you know what happened? Now they're a wiry mess. Mm-hmm. And so it will take sorting them all out. But maybe you would like to do that, Maddie.
I do love lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I also noticed when I moved into my house, my closet was full of these metal hangers. And I'm not into those. I do not care
hangers.
For them. However, local dry cleaners are very into them. So you can take them back to the dry cleaner. You can also take them to the thrift store. If you've ever been to the thrift store, you know that all their clothes are hanging on hangers. And those hangers can come from you. So I end up taking all my extra hangers to the thrift store.
Yes.
Yes. Shipping. Okay, so we love Amazon too. We get packages several times a week. And we have a lot of cardboard. And we have a lot of shipping items like packing peanuts or those sealed air bags or things like that. A lot of those things can be recycled too. You can take them to the UPS store or most mail service stores will take things back like boxes, packing peanuts, bubble wrap, things like that. So it doesn't have to go in the trash. And I know it's really fun to pop bubble wrap. Maybe what you can do, okay, so they don't take the styrofoam or the padded envelopes. So maybe what you can do is take the padded envelope, pull the bubble wrap out of there and pop that, and then take the regular bubble wrap to be reused so that it doesn't just get popped and end up as garbage.
So tell me, those little air-filled packages, Lucy doesn't actually just jump on those and pop them?
She does not. She's out in the yard pooping.
Oh, yeah, of course. Silly me.
Yeah. And as you're preparing, especially, okay, we've got holidays coming up or, you know, it's always a good time to give gifts, really. But if you want to mail something with packing peanuts, you can actually buy cornstarch peanuts and you run them underwater. They disintegrate. You can also eat them and they taste like popcorn. I don't know that out of experience, but they're pretty good in times of survival situations.
We tried them once. They were gross. don't eat them.
They're not that bad.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not encouraging you to eat them, but like if you needed to eat them because you were dying, they're just made out of cornstarch. So anyways,
digressing.
My life is my life living in a home. So if you guys have any home type questions, please send them to us. Connect at SaturdaySplash.com and I will be reporting back throughout the coming months of what I am learning because I had no idea how many challenges there were living in a house. especially challenges related to conservation. Living in a house also means I get a water bill and a Rewa bill. And in my water and Rewa bill the other day, I got a flyer for the hazardous household waste recycling event. So I want to take a minute to talk about that because that is happening this morning from 9 to 12 at the VLS Recovery Center in Malden. The address is 306 South Main Street. And Greenville County Solid Waste, it's hosting their household hazardous waste recovery day.
So what is household hazardous waste? What will they take?
These are things that you don't want to put in your regular trash because it is hazardous. Things like batteries, cooking oil, electronic scraps, if you've got old fire extinguishers, light bulbs, leftover cleaners, drain openers, chemicals, like if, you know, you've got some Drano leftover or something like that. And then, you know, going into the garage and into the yard, things like antifreeze, motor oil, brake fluid. If you've got a gas and oil mix, they can take it there. They'll take paints of all kinds, not just acrylic, all kinds of paint. Also paint thinners, turpentine, mineral spirits. And then out in the garden, they'll take your pesticides, your fertilizers. They'll take propane tanks and they'll take tires. And this is all free for residents of Greenville. So if you've got a mound of tires that you've been saving up, don't throw them in the river. Please take them here for free and get rid of them that way.
And, you know, you mentioned light bulbs. It's an interesting thing. I'm not sure how many people know these compact fluorescent light bulbs. When they go, you shouldn't just throw them in the trash because they have all sorts of stuff in them.
Yeah, light bulbs and batteries should not be in the trash. We've got lots of recycling centers across Greenville. So I found this cool resource called Earth 911. So if you go there, you can type in what you're looking to recycle. That's actually how I found the Christmas lights. You type in what you want to recycle and it will show you in the area where you can recycle it. So that's really cool. You might want to make a phone call beforehand just to make sure. I did confirm with OmniSource that they do recycle the Christmas lights. Yay, homeowners.
Yay.
Yeah.
So we'll be listening to hear your updates.
Yep. And thanks for tuning in to another episode of Saturday Splash. Listen, SaturdaySplash.com or here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.